listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
10 times out of 9, now if I'm blind, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth, and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing, together dream. About that crib with the good year swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, ever, forever, ever.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And this is Tuesday, so obviously we're going to talk about them Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
The whole crew is here. You got the voice that you heard that you should be familiar with. Every time you hear it, you should be like, oh, we must be talking about them Thrones. It's Patrice C. from hellandheartaches.com on Twitter, at Patrice C. What's going on, Patrice?
Not much. Hey, guys.
Hey. Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I feel like we had some real life Game of Thrones for all us NBA fans out here today.
Yes, we did.
The King definitely went down. I feel like Joffrey got poisoned. And then, of course, we also have the co-host with the co-most that is getting on everybody's nerves. But some people love him. It's Justin.
I felt like I should yell out solo ho. Mm. And is that your chick? Because mm-hmm. I just let her lick the ball sack and passed her to the click.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Justin was listening to the lyrics of the pre-show show. yeah, it seemed like you really enjoyed them.
It was so disrespectful. I admitted today in one of my classes, I love all things ratchet.
So you finally admitted it.
And they was like, huh?
If I didn't know what ratchet was.
You came out the ratchet closet.
Everybody looked confused. Well, we had to confess something with the class we had never shared before.
And you said you love everything ratchet.
Love all things ratchet.
What was the worst thing someone confessed, by the way?
This one girl, well, she is not new to us because she said it the first day of class. For whatever reason, she wanted to share. But she was assaulted by one of her uncles, sexually assaulted by one of her uncles. And
how would that count as something she never shared before if she already told you guys?
She just likes sharing that story.
Wow. And then you guys can't call her on it because you sound like the person that's
right.
New story.
Yeah, like you're insensitive at that point.
Yeah, like I would have just cut her off mid-sentence. Heard it. Next. One time we had a team building exercise at my very old job at this point. We had to share something we never told anybody. And when they got to me, I said, I killed a man. And it got really quiet.
I know it did.
I was like, I was just joking, guys. It was like, oh, thank God.
I was going to have to fire you.
Yeah.
It'd be like, well, I never tried to kill you, did I?
Right.
Like, I don't see what the big deal is.
I killed him for not laughing at my jokes. all right, man. So it's another episode of Them Thrones. We did get an email this week specifically for the mm-hmm. Them Thrones crew, which is new. I guess I had never thought about this before, but of course you guys can email us at theblackouttips@gmail.com. Just do me a favor and don't spoil shit. So let's just keep it. Keep it. I know you guys like to read and it's a very special skill that you guys possess. But let's just keep it at you not spoiling shit, and you feel free to write the show about them Thrones.
One of a few people doing that on Sunday?
Nobody spoiled it for me.
No, nobody spoiled it for me, because you will get blocked in the heartbeat. And if you send an email and you spoil it, I don't know about Roger, but I have invoked my rights, and you will be banned from sending emails.
Yeah, it gets very serious. So I don't know, people might not think you take it as serious as us, Justin, but... I've already blocked
someone. Send all of it to him.
I blocked someone I blocked someone last week for being coy. Like, I was like, man, just don't send me no spoilers, man. And he was like, well, I mean, is it really a spoiler? I mean, think about it. I was like, yeah, I don't read the book, so all that shit is spoilers. It's like, well, I mean, I hate to be the guy to tell you, but I don't agree. I was like, well, then blocked. Because I can already see this is going to come up at an inopportune time. Why wait till you do it? You already habitually line stepping. The correct response was, I understand, my bad. That's it.
Enjoy the show.
He could be like, duh, duh, duh. And Sansa is queen.
Right, exactly. You knew they were going to do something. You're like, oh, yeah. Did you know that Joffrey comes back to life? Man, fuck you. So anyway, he's blocked now.
The dragon ate his body and now he's a dragon.
I saw him, I saw him begging somebody else to like talk to me so we could be friends again. I was like, what is this? You're an adult. Took your chances. Anyway, so we got an email. Let me read this. It's from Jasmine. She writes in hashtag Them Thrones. Hey guys, I recently found out about your Game of Thrones review show and I am sorry it took me this long. I have been watching Game of Thrones since the first episode. I have not read the books.
Good for you, Jasmine.
Good on you, Jasmine. Yeah. We about
to join the crew.
We about this TV life.
Now that's good parenting right there. Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, I work with a bunch of people who claim to have done so. That's right, claim. I agree. You never can tell. Mm-hmm. This means that even when I attempted to discuss obvious key show moments, such as the death of Ned Stark, I would be met with condescending stares. Then they would proceed to hit me with lines like, well, if you read the books, or, yeah, I knew that was going to happen because I read the books. So? Oh, wait, she said that too. Yeah. That was editorial.
You didn't get to watch HBO production, though, did right. you?
So after season one, I just stopped talking about the show to anyone at my job. But I love to listen to you guys discuss the show in a fun way that makes me go back and rewatch episodes. I have even gone back and listened to all the previous Them Thrones. I just want to say keep up the good work and thanks for making a show that I can relate to. P.S. When Dario Naharis killed the champion of that city and pissed on the arrows, the people of the city threw their hands up like Jets fans watching Mark Sanchez butt fumble.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. They were pretty serious. Embarrassed.
Well, welcome, Jasmine. Welcome home. I think she's found a safe place.
Yeah, you're and safe with us.
She also says, and Cersei seems to be the only person hurt by the loss of Joffrey.
Don't nobody else give a rat's ass about that boy dying.
Tywin started grooming her other son for kingship while staring at the body. Yeah, he was staring at that body with disgust, though.
He was like, good, you gone, nigga, you gone.
I mean, I'm with Cersei. I'm a little sad that Joffrey is gone as well.
Yeah.
But for all different reasons.
Mm. And Jamie forced Cersei into the most uncomfortable sex scene I've ever seen. Yeah, that's because it was a
rape.
It was an uncomfortable sex scene and a very comfortable rape scene. It was one of the top 10 comfortable rape scenes I've ever seen. Good grief.
I mean, he did caress her hair first. I mean, what else did she
I watch? Went back and rewatched that scene to see if I was tripping. And the only little sign I could see is at the very, very end, she clutches his coat sleeve a little bit and then it immediately cuts away. And I was like, that don't seem like that's consensual. That could.
That's pain.
Yeah, that could just be like, ouch. Like, anyway.
Get off me.
And then she also brings up this note, all next to Joffrey's dead body. So, of course, that is a very good point.
It's fitting, though. What else would you do a scene like that?
I mean,
who else would you do it next to other than Joffrey?
I don't know enough about rape to honestly.
Yeah.
to know about picking the time and the location and the place. I just know.
Set the mood.
It's very out
of control. I'm just saying, as a writer, that's the perfect place. Like, he was a complete asshole, and it just fits like that. That's an act you would do next to him, his dead body.
Well,
fuck his mama right next to his dead body. by his daddy uncle.
You know what it is.
Uncle daddy. Uncle daddy, excuse me, Patrice.
Uncle daddy. Yeah.
You know what it is. It's like when you hate somebody and you really start thinking all kinds of fucked up shit about them, but then something happens to them that's worse than the shit that you thought up, and then it makes you feel like a bad person for wishing all that evil on them. I feel like that's what happened with Cersei for me, because I was like, man, I hope she just like get her hand cut off or some shit, and then it was like, or get raped next to her son's corpse. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I didn't go that far.
Yeah, I wish she like fall off a cliff or something. I wanted to get raped next to a dead son's corpse, man. That's a bit.
Yeah, it just
bit on the nose, Mr. Martin.
I just wanted her backhanded.
Yeah, like somebody couldn't just slap her or something. You had to go with this. I would have taken the gold hand slap. I would have taken that. All right.
Take the gold hand slap for two, Alex.
So this episode was called Oath Keeper, named after the sword that Brienne took. We got it started with. Actually, before we even get started, HBO is showing the previews for this show, Left Behind type show. That's basically like it looks like the rapture happened and then everybody was stuck on Earth.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Look, David Lindelof is doing this. I don't know about you niggas, but you ain't got to hit me but once.
Who was that?
I watched Lost.
Oh, his same director.
Yeah, he wrote Lost. Fuck you. You got me one time. That's it. I'm not watching all that shit to find out it's all a dream or some shit at the end of 5 years. Not still in my life.
I wouldn't watch it just because they already made 2 movies about it.
About Left Behind?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a ton of movies about Left Behind. There's like fucking 100 movies about Left Behind, dog.
Yeah, so why would I watch that?
Yeah. Kirk Cameron's in like 17 of them.
Yep. He is a good actor, though. I love Kirk. He hasn't grown a bit since he was 19.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So anyway, we come right back to Marine, man. Last time we ended it, I think it was Daenerys, the Khaleesi, throwing barrels of broken chains into the city.
Mm-hmm.
When the slaves getting that look in their eyes like, you know, it is a lot of us.
Yeah.
So we cut back to that, man, and, they were going like super duper Batman and like sneaking into the city through the sewers, which you would think would be better guarded, because there's a big ass army outside your walls, but whatever. And they was holding like a slave press conference,
yeah, it was
downstairs, they like, it looked like they were about to, get the dragons unleashed on them. That was my hypothesis last week. But they didn't even need the dragons.
Yep. I'm so disappointed.
You wanted to see the dragons?
Yeah, that's all I've been waiting on, is the dragons to kill some shit. Mm-hmm. They haven't shown the dragons in like 3 weeks now.
Yeah, where are those dragons, man?
They don't love her.
What'd you say, Patrice?
They haven't shown them in weeks, but the dragons are expensive, and they have like a $6 million budget per episode, so we have to save it.
That is true. They probably was like, man, we spent the dragon budget eating that goat. Like, y'all gonna have to make it on your own for a couple weeks, man.
Good luck out there in the desert.
Yeah, good luck taking over that city, but let us know when you get an extra couple of G's. So yeah, they went down there, and first of all, we had this light skin meeting. Where they was doing like some Hooked on Phonics, teaching Grey Worm how to read.
Yeah, they was
getting that Davos program, and
he just trying to make himself more valuable to Khaleesi. That's all.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he was learning. He was learning from that fine ass personal assistant she got, man.
Yep.
Good God, she fine.
And she was looking at him like,
if you had a dick, what I would do with it. They just need to take one of them little slave girls, adopt it, and move off somewhere on their own, man.
I wonder if she was trying to see how strong his fingers were.
I mean, you got to figure, like, he's probably willing to do a lot to please, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if they going to keep following behind this white woman, they probably end up dead at some point. But they could have escaped, man. They was making eyes at each other a little bit. But every time I watch I don't know if you can have sexual chemistry when one of you don't have genitalia, it's kind of hard to tell, you know?
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like, I guess.
I guess you can make it happen.
We can go to first base if you want.
Yeah, did they have dildos back then?
Yeah, can he strap on? I feel like that would be a thing you could do.
I mean, I guess he could let her work at a brothel. I don't.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe he could be like the Prince Oberyn. You know, like getting orgies or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Missandei, I think is her name, or Missandei. But, yeah, she fine. The question I kept asking during the scene, though, is where is he finding a barber in Westeros?
His head is cutting old.
Yeah. I don't feel like there's enough attention paid to, like, the hair care of the light-skinned people on here, because him and Missandei both have like the hair, like his shit is edged up perfect. Like, I don't know if they got like secret magic clippers or some shit.
It's in their contract.
And she got that good natural, man. And you know, it's gotta be a lot of like humidity and weather and
honey.
And her stuff stay on point.
Yeah, it don't puff up, it don't blow out. I'm like, what kind of hair do you got, honey?
Yeah. White people be looking dirty as shit in their crew from all that walking, and she be looking like, she be looking fly.
She was like, not me.
Like a summer breeze.
Like, they be late everywhere they go, because she be like, hold on, I got to freshen up. Hold on. Then I'm going to come out here and translate.
Yep, Khalees ain't going to be the only bad bitch around here.
Yeah. But I was ready for the I made up my own Read the Rainbow song. Dragons fly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Ways to learn, masters to burn, a reading rainbow. And then they did go out there and kill people, and no dragons came out, and I was like, wasted that. But yeah, so they went in there, man, broke into Marine from the inside, like like Eastside High and shit. They got in from the inside. And the white slaves, I don't know if this is a creative choice or just coincidental, but the white slaves had the speaking lines and they were scared of shit. white people in slavery, man, they just not built for it, man. He was like, but what about the masters? They gonna be mad. It's like, man, we gonna kill them though. What are you talking about? They gonna be dead. That's the point. He's like, but when some of us might die, it's like, nigga, you a slave. Don't get no worse than this.
I know, right? Wouldn't you better be free?
Yeah.
Well, if you're trying to defend your master, you might die.
Yeah, he got hit with that. Well, one day of freedom is better than a life of slavery. He was like, I guess. It sounds like everybody else is doing it.
Yeah, he bought all his own equipment. He was like, I didn't come up here with nothing. Here you go.
He gave him all weapons. Dude was like, can we just like flip our jerseys inside out and play the game that way? He's like, no. Gotta go kill these white people. So yeah, my man Grey Worm, man, gave a nice little speech, rallied the troops, you know, turned into, thought he's gonna have to Harriet Tubman a couple people, but he didn't even have to kill nobody.
Ah!
Just got them to get the clapping. And then they just cut to like, I don't know if it's just the most oblivious of the masters or what, but he's just walking down the street with two bodyguards.
Like everything all right in the neighborhood.
Walked up to some graffiti. It was like hashtag kill the masters.
He was upset. Like, who put this on my wall?
Yeah.
How dare you put this here?
Like, he didn't really read the words. He was like, who put this here?
Painting over my good walls in English.
He went to go. It's so stereotypical. Like, you know, I'd like to think that if that was one of the black masters, they'd have been like, that look dangerous down there. Somebody done graffitied the walls. We got people outside.
They'd be shut in their house. They'd be like, yeah, I'm not going out there.
I don't know why I thought it was a good idea to go to my mistress house, but I'm going to head back to the crib.
Yeah. It's not graffiti. It's a warning.
Yeah, the black slave owner would be like, all y'all free. I'm letting y'all know all y'all get out right now.
That shit might.
I don't care what you do. Get out, and I'm locking the door behind you. You know, if they come in here, tell them that I already set you free.
That shit might as well have said Martin Luther King Boulevard. Violence went down. So they killed Donald Sterling, and he took his. It was like one of the it was overkill too, because it was like 50 dudes killing him. Like it was like everyone got a stab. And, I guess they didn't really need to show the rest of, what happened in the city. Cause they don't show like the battle really. They just show him get fucked up. And then they cut to everybody like, hey, we give up, man. Come on. This is crazy.
We only have $6 million an episode. We got to save some of that. Right. You know what happened.
Yada, yada, yada. Everybody dead.
Mm-hmm.
So we cut to, Daenerys Tubman, and she was like, hey guys. I think it's about time to get some revenge. And, which one is the, not Jorah. Jorah was cool about it. But the other dude, the old cuz was like, hold up now. We've been killing people for a while. All right. And just calm down. And she was like, hold up. How many people was strung up on our way up here? It's like 163, but I know what you're thinking. And it's time to chill out. How you gonna keep fighting injustice with more injustice? She was like, this justice, baby. We about to string these niggas up. Give me 163 crosses. Start throwing niggas on crosses.
She was like, I had to pass every single one of these. Nope, they're gonna pay.
Yep. So she strung them up on crosses, man. I was surprised nobody tried to like, I would have tried to act like I was Jesus. Like, I was just, cause who, you know, we don't really know what he looked like. I would have been up there like, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. I mean, if y'all want to let me down, it's not too late. It's not too late. This nail is barely in. But nobody did, and everybody took an L.
Yes, they did.
What, none of them nice to their slaves? Not one of the masters or the slave could have been like, you know, to be honest, my master kind of cool. Can he get a sword and fight with us?
I wonder if she let them pick. She should have let them pick. Like, y'all pick 163, and we'll string them up, man. Y'all have a.
Yes.
That would have been good, like a lottery.
My master kind of cool now. Right. You know, he always been good to me.
Yeah. You probably couldn't let him do it because, you know, the white slave would have been selling out. Oh, no. Leave mine alive. But, yeah, I was just surprised she didn't even need the dragons, man. Like, that was amazing, dog.
And that was supposed to be the city that couldn't be conquered.
Yeah, she conquered the shit out of that city. She beat them like the fucking Broncos got beat in the Super Bowl.
They know what hit them.
All that hype, and then they just like, damn, Peyton Manning forgot how to throw. So we cut to Jaime Lannister, and he was looking pretty good. He was fighting Bronn, practicing, and he got his hand, you know, like he got his coordination together with his left hand, except that he got he fought Bronn to a standstill, and Bronn took his hand off and slapped it with his own hand.
Just rude.
You know what's fucked up is, you know, Bronn been planning that from day one.
Yep.
Like, Bronn was like, wait till I get this dude where he can fight, then I'm gonna rip his hand off and smack his ass with it. And he smacked blood out of his mouth too, man.
I thought he was gonna throw it in the ocean or just keep it for himself at first. Like, I can sell this.
And find it.
Yep. Right.
But he smacked him with that shit, and he's like, oh, you good at fighting cripples? He's like, you wanna fight pretty or you wanna win? And he was like, alright, man, that's a good point.
Yeah, cause basically you get out there, what you think they gonna do? Smack you with this damn hand.
Then, he asked him like, you heard from Tyrion and shit. And he was like, man, you know they don't let my ass over there. And then he was like, you his brother, you ain't seen him? Like, what kind of shit is this? He laid that guilt trip on him, man. He was right.
Yep, he was like, you talking to my brother like this?
Yeah, he's like, you think he did it? He's like, nigga, you know he didn't do it. Go look him in his eyes and see that he didn't do it and stop embarrassing yourself around here before I smack you with your hand again.
He had to listen to him, too. Cause he know he can whoop his ass.
Yeah. What was he gonna say?
Nothing.
He was like, well then, let's fight again.
It's almost like a warning, like, you better go see him.
So yeah, he went to go see him, man. Tyrion was looking pathetic as shit, man. Like a Teddy Ruxpin in jail.
So, yeah, he did.
Shit felt so sad, man. So he couldn't talk his way out of that shit, man.
But it was funny cause Jaime did start insulting him, like,
they can't talk. They don't know. That is their love. They don't know how to talk to each other, man.
Like, you're in a 5-star resort. What the hell are you upset about?
Right.
What's your problem? Why you still in here smelling like shit?
Like, he came to see him and he was basically like, why you come see me? Like, damn, nigga, you my brother. What was I supposed to do? He was like, well, is there anything I can do to help you? He's like, get me out. it's like anything for real though, like split something on your commissary or
tell your son I
sneak a honey bun in.
Tell your son I give my best regards.
Yeah. But yeah, he said you know, she thinks you killed her son. He said her son, and he just said don't. So I guess they can't talk about incest, man.
But everybody know.
Right. It's the worst kept secret. Like, I don't know why Jaime don't want to talk about it, but maybe he just don't like that nigga or something. I don't know. But, yeah, so he couldn't bring up that about the incest. The trial is rigged. Tyrion said, Tywin wants him dead, so that's gonna happen. It ain't really shit that anybody can do about it. You know, too bad it didn't happen in Florida. Might have had a chance to get off.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know why he doesn't like, him, like Tyrion. Cause, he could sit and strategize with Tyrion, and they would have, like, he already smart, you know what I mean? Granddaddy Lannister. But it's like having somebody else to sit and play chess with. You don't just want to play chess by yourself all day long.
Well, you know, to me, I feel like all three of his children got something from him. I think Cersei has his cold and unforgiving sense of, you know, like brutalizing his enemies.
Mm-hmm.
She's unrelenting in that fashion. Mm-hmm. I feel like Jamie has his, pride and arrogance and, fierceness in battle. And Tyrion has his rapier wit and his mind, like, you know, his strategic mind. But none of them has enough of him for him to respect them. They all have like one element, and he's just constantly talking to him about what they don't have. So he's constantly talking to Jamie about, hey, man, you need to stop fucking your sister and get a real family. This is stupid. You know, with Cersei, he's like, you know, you need to stop being so petty and start thinking about the bigger picture. Everything can't be about, you know, trying to get people back all the time. Sometimes you got to start thinking about your future, you know, having these kids. Don't be selfish, you know, help your family out. And with Tyrion, he's always been like, man, you're lecherous. You're drunk. You killed your mom when you came out of her. And all that's fucking smarts. But, you know, what are you going to do when it comes to, you know, you're never like when it comes to like actual, putting your battle, you know, going to battle. Remember when he sent his ass into battle and shit for a while?
Yep.
Like he always got something about those three that he don't respect. And I feel like Tyrion's just, you know, one of the three to him, man.
I forgot Tyrion did kill his wife when he came out. That's probably why he angered him the most.
He brought it up the most. He definitely brought it up, man. It's like the reverse of abortion or some shit. I don't
big ass head hurt.
Like, it's not my fault. I'm the littlest one. How is it my fault? But yeah, so the trial's rigged, you know, basically he's like, maybe you can get me out of here. He's like, nah, dog. But, you know, good luck with that. They cut to Sansa and Littlefinger.
Sansa. Why is she still, how is she still alive, Patrice?
I don't know.
God protects those that just can't protect themselves. That's all I look like. I just don't know.
Like, if she somehow wins the Game of Thrones, like, that shit would be, like, the fucking luckiest thing ever. You know what I mean? That would be crazy.
That'll make me angry for watching every season.
Yeah. Like, that's the only way I'm ending this shit and being like, man, fuck the entire story, is if somehow she managed to win the Game of Thrones, because she is the worst, man.
It's like losing to a 10-year-old in Madden.
It's like in you know, it's like in a story full of people that are courageous in a very unrealistic fashions. She the only one that's written so realistic. Like, she's just like, I'm a little girl and I'm scared. I'm sorry, but this is scary. And I'm like, that's how I feel watching it, but you can't, nobody else in the story feel like that. Everybody else out here getting swords, killing people, poisoning people, fucking people up. And you the only one out here like, ew, a rat. I'm gonna just stay in here.
And she keep asking the same dumbass questions. And you're like, you're alive. You need to strategize about what you're going to do next. And she be like, why are we here? Where's we going?
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah. She's like, bitch, quit asking questions.
He told her he was taking you home last week. Now, so why are you asking now?
She is the one character when I was like, you know, there's no such thing as a stupid question. I was like, bitch, shut up. Think these thoughts in your head, please.
Right. Like, you can mess around and tell him something and get yourself killed.
It's not a test. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to tell him you got the answer. Figure it out. Do some of the work in your head.
I bet she got a diary somewhere. Like, just right. Everything all wrote out.
Right.
Tomorrow, I am going to try and kill Littlefinger. I am going to try and do this. Like, she just got all her shit wrote out. He read it every day in the morning when he wake up.
Like, she said, I know you had something to do with it. I'm like, everyone knows he had something to do with it.
They just don't say it.
You own a ship. You literally would take it to his ship the moment of the murder. Duh. But nah, she was sitting up there like, yay, I know you got something to do with it, dog. I figured that shit out. See, I'm seeing the angles. He was like, yeah, stupid. I definitely had something to do with it. And she was like, but why would you do it? They gave you land and that crazy ass wife. And he was like, first of all, that bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
Second of all, I don't like dealing with Joffrey. He's unpredictable, as you should know.
She hit him with the, but y'all friends.
Yeah.
I was like, do you not listen to Drake? It's no new friends. Like, come on, bitch.
He said, I wouldn't want friends like me. Because he's evil. Oh, yeah.
And he did the classic evil guy monologue that went on too long. It was like, now you're going to get yourself killed. Like, just go, you won right now.
Like, well, he does like to talk. And honestly, Sans is harmless to talk to.
Yeah, she is. And he was like,
exactly. What is she going to do with me?
Repeat every fucking thing.
Yeah.
She's just going to tell people that she going to tell people that already know. That's the kind of person Sans is. Did you know Littlefinger's evil? Yes, nigga. I'm on the mission too. I'm on the boat.
We all out here together.
Yeah, we all on the boat. Remember we kidnapped you? Oh, this a kidnapping? Damn. I thought this was just a trip.
And she the worst, cuz he was like, yeah, you know that little necklace you had? Didn't you realize one of the stones was missing on it? So, you're guilty too. What? I'm guilty too? Yes, bitch.
You know what's going to be, right. She didn't even realize, like, he's like, one of the jewels is missing. So, like, it's your poison.
He made her complicit without even, she relayed any do shit.
Yeah, he was like, I was trying to keep this shit away from you, but you kept asking these stupid ass questions.
I'm waiting for her to just be like, damn, you smart. Damn, you really thought of everything, didn't you? Wow. You know what's going to be fucked up, man. When they get to the castle and old, breastfeeding mom, see how Littlefinger be looking at Sansa. She gonna be like, mm-hmm. Oh, hold up. Who was, ain't no new bitches coming up in here. I know this much.
And they had the worst of the worst motherfucking, dungeons. You mm-hmm. on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah, they gonna fuck. She gonna be like, she gonna have to die or something because she ain't gonna be dealing with the new pussy just chilling in the house like that, man. Like, she like, uh-uh. Why, watch this shit.
Her crazy son might want those breast diseases.
She won't like that either. She'd be like, oh, hell no. I know you ain't trying to suck on some new titties.
Oh, Lord.
All the men in here suck on my titties.
Not them A cups, and you are not going after them right. A cups. I know they sitting up a little more.
Yeah, she gonna. All the women be mean to Sansa. But yeah, she had that glimmer of hope in her eyes when he said he was gonna take her to that castle. She like, ooh, cool. I'll see my family. Get out of this horrible situation.
You don't have no family no more.
Yeah. I also like how he knew all the answers to all the questions and he just kept letting her ask. then she was like, well, why did you do it? He's like, because I want everything. He touched her shoulder in a creepy way. And I just kept thinking, please don't rape her. Please don't rape her. Please, please, please don't rape her. And he didn't, because honestly, you don't have to rape Sansa. You can talk her into it.
Does it count as rape?
Enough time.
Does it count as rape if she's not menstruating yet?
Yes, it definitely does. And that is the creepiest
question. I mean, in Game of Thrones world, not our society.
I
feel like they waiting. I feel like everybody's waiting on her to menstruate just to be like, okay, now I can have sex with her.
Because
all prior to that, they scared to touch her.
Nah, because remember, the Hound, when he ran up on them rapey guards, they was assuming he was raping, Arya. I mean, yeah, there was something he was raping Arya, remember? So. Yeah, they don't care. They savages, bro.
Damn it, man.
Yeah. They're like, on, off, you got a pussy, don't you?
Good luck, Sansa. Good luck.
So, yeah, he told Sansa everything. He said he killed Joffrey because he had to do some spades and need to get that shit off the board.
Uh-uh.
So he started cutting hearts. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Like, his strategy mind is sound. But he gonna have to get, he's one of those people that, like Prop Joe in The Wire. He just gotta die because he too smart. Too smart for his own good, man. He always scheming some shit. Somebody got to kill him and put him out of his misery. Then he said that he had help. He had friends. And all I started thinking, because I predicted this last week, I said, please let Lady Olenna be involved. Please. Please, please, please. I love her so much. And she was.
Mm-hmm.
I was thankful.
I couldn't believe she told her daughter.
Man, but see, that's the thing, though. Marjorie got a mind on that. Like, Marjorie.
She's trying to be the queen.
Right. She just want to be queen.
She don't give a fuck about nothing.
All she needed was a direction. So it's not like she told her and then was like, well, and go fuck yourself. She told her and then she was like, and now let me sick you onto this young boy. Tommy, he's still wet behind the ears. Breath smelling like Similac. You go in there and play that little boy.
And she gonna work him like a violin. She was like, let this be our little sick. I was thinking, how old is this boy? 9?
Man.
I was wondering what she rubbing his balls during that whole conversation.
I thought he was gonna get a hand job minimum.
Cause had she caressed his balls,
Yeah. I did too.
There it goes. He would have climaxed right then and there on them sheets.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get to that scene in a second, but yeah, I thought so too. But Lady Olena, man, I could use like her, like maybe a short story blog from her about her whole stories back in the day.
Cause she was on it.
Mm-hmm.
She said he ain't never want to see nobody else once I left.
She said the king was supposed to marry her sister. Her sister. She fucked this nigga the day before the wedding. And he was like, I'm not even coming downstairs. Tell her the wedding is off. Why? Because I can't walk. She fucked the legs off of me. And yes, and tell her to come back tomorrow. I want to marry her now. So
did she have to kill her sister after that? Like, man, did it seem odd to anybody else? Like,
who cares? Like, I just,
is there an evil sister lurking around waiting for revenge?
Yeah, because didn't she say that they had?
Ooh.
That's a good point.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, if she didn't kill her, then she's somewhere, I guess.
Oh, I guess she is. She might show back up on the scene. Mm-hmm. Didn't she say that they were going to give her to the Dothrakians? And she was like, fuck that bullshit.
Yeah,
she's like, I will do this right here.
She's like, I'm about to fuck my way to the top tonight. But yeah, she went up in there and fucked dude till he couldn't walk, man. And he's called off the wedding. I was like, that's some good pussy.
Just don't like going balls deep.
I feel like he just looked at the stairs and was like, I'm not making it down those. Call it off. It's off. It's a wrap. Help me back to bed.
She made him dizzy.
Yeah. And probably, you know, she did the walk of shame with her head held high.
It was the walk of shame.
It wasn't the walk of shame.
Walk of pride. She's like, yeah, you know, I fucked the legs off that dude.
Call it sunshine.
Yeah. She probably walked by her sister like, girl, you might as well stay in.
She probably walked, no, she was like, smell my finger.
She was like, girl, ain't no sperm left for you. I dried the bank.
Right. I sucked his dick from the back. He ain't coming home. It's a wrap.
I did some new shit, girl.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's when she leaned in and told Marjorie, like, hey dog, she was because Marjorie was like, yeah, they got Tyrion in there for murder. I doubt he did it. She was like, oh, he ain't do it. She's like, how you, so you don't think he did it either? She was like, oh, I know he ain't do it. Okay. She was like, what you mean? She said, but I do know. She said, damn, you killed that nigga? Why? She was like, because he was crazy, stupid.
No, she told her to lower her voice first.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, why you? First of all, who you yelling at? Yeah. Take some of that bass out your voice, champ.
And I did you a favor, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really want, like, you was excited about marrying his crazy ass?
Yeah. Marjorie really thought she had him in check, though. She did for a while, but it was just a matter of time till he was going to kill her.
Till she tried to have sex with him.
Just, yeah, something, you know, but he's fucked up. He's going to be like, all right, now you want to have sex? Cool. Let me get my crossbow. Hand me that flame orb.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to need that. But yeah, so, Lady Olena is my spirit animal.
Lord.
Then we cut to the, Castle Black and, the monks, basically the Black Guard or whatever, those dudes is out there practicing, learning how to fight, which is weird because like the walkers is already on the move, the fucking wildlings are hooked up with the Threns, like y'all niggas still learning to fight. What?
Why did we cover this last chapter?
Right. Y'all ain't think this might be a problem at some point? But I don't know. Maybe because of the mutiny, they had to go to the B lineup or some shit. But them dudes was not ready for prime time because they was getting fucked up.
It made me wonder how they had been winning anything. How have you been guarding the wall?
Yeah, I had so much more respect for them before I found out more shit. Now I'm just like, so y'all niggas do fuck. Y'all fight, y'all rarely fight, y'all petty as shit, like, you mad at Jon Snow for getting some pussy, like, y'all have y'all priorities all fucked up, man. The wall is an illusion. But yeah, it's supposed to be an exhibition, and, some dude got fucked up trying to try out, that's when, Alistair walked up, cause that's the old dude that don't, not the super old dude, but older guy who don't like Jon Snow. And he was like, look at you. smelling like pussy, coming up in here teaching people to fight. I ain't say you can teach people to fight. Get in there and clean the bathrooms, you little bitch. And he's like, damn, man, why you gotta be so mean? And then John looked like he wanted to buck, man.
I mean, he had, once you get some pussy, it's like, you're not gonna keep stepping to me like this. Like, I could be a free man right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my, cause they, didn't they technically get married in wilding style?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, so, he was like, man, if you don't get your ass in there and clean up these bathrooms, like I told you. And, his second in command was like, man, cause everybody was looking at him like, dog, why you being so mean to Jon Snow? He got some pussy. We trying to follow him now.
And he trying to show us how to defend ourselves.
Yeah. And he was like, what y'all looking at? Get back to work. And the second in command was like, man, they like Jon Snow, you know, so you might want to be careful about how you treat him. He was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm Alistair, bitch.
He's you know? Like, don't fuck around and be your boss till you die.
Yeah. The thing I like the most about this scene is the dude that did get beat up. Everyone left him on the ground.
But what's the dude that beat him up though? Where did he come from? Cause he's so familiar, but
his name is Locke. I don't know where he came from. Like what shows he's been on or whatever.
No, I mean, even previous on Game of Thrones, he was on something else.
Yeah, he does look familiar, man. Somebody probably know out there. But
Patrice?
No, I don't offhand. I didn't really pay him much mind.
He looked, you know, I won't lie though, these dirty white people with beards do start to run.
They all start looking alike.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
Yeah, let me just double check and make sure that he I feel like I've seen this nigga before.
Like, was he
man.
Out there with Brienne? Like, was he on that same
It says with Jamie and then with the Bears.
With Jamie and the Bears? Yeah, that is, oh my god, that's right. That nigga is evil, bruh. He the one cut off Jamie Ann.
So he that's why he looks familiar. Brother.
Yeah, he a Bolton, dog. Can't be trusting this nigga, man.
So he's about to set him up.
They won't Jon Snow. Remember, like.
Okay, yeah, he about to set him. Cause I was like, who is this dude? Right. He looks so familiar, but I can't think about where from.
Bron is a dead man, dog. There ain't no way they saving his ass, man. The dude gonna betray the shit out of them.
Jon Snow dead too then.
Jon Snow about to end up on that X, dog.
End up. They about to turn gray on the website.
Yeah. Gonna end up with one of them with a slave name and no penis, man.
Aww.
And you know what too? Jon picked him up the same way the dude to get all the dunks pregame.
Yep.
Get picked up at the Y.
He saw he could fight, and then he was like, oh shit, man. Why don't you run with us? And he was like, all right, dog. And he volunteered all fast and yep. He was brand new. They was like, we let new people go. He was like, take them. I don't give a fuck. But a lot of people are coming, but
more than they thought because he was like, I'm not going to force nobody to go. And they sit there eating that food like, this nigga ain't going to get nobody to go with him. I'm going to sit here and see.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm skipping shit. But yeah. So, basically this Locke dude, joins up with Jon Snow. Later on, they figure out that Bronn will probably come across Caster's Keep, which is, basically the rape factory now.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Pretty rapey.
Welcome till they die.
Yeah.
A whole lot of rapey.
So, he was like, they probably roll up there too, so we'll meet them over there. And, we'll get to it later, but yeah, they kind of figured out that's where they think Bronn is, and they think they need to go there and kill the mutineers before they get to talking and bringing up how many numbers they really have at the wall. We cut to Cersei swigging on some wine. She's up in her room. I've been drinking.
Her feelings is hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, she lost her son.
She
got that forced penetration.
Mm-hmm. She's just sitting in there like, I got a lot on my mind.
She lost both of her sons, technically.
Yeah, yeah. Kidnapped, basically, by her father. So she called Brienne a cow to Jamie's face. I like that. She's still petty. But she was basically like, look, man, I know that Tyrion did it, and I don't even need no explanation. So he was like, well, I went to go see him, and I don't think he did it. She's like, nigga, I'm CSI Westeros. He did it. Stop. Like, why didn't you just kill him then? She's, I saw the case at the bottom of this wine bottle. Okay. And, then I was a little surprised, man, cause it wasn't no rape this time. Jamie just left. I was like, really?
Oh, cause she got nasty with him. She was like, that is all, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. Let me drink my wine in peace.
Yeah. She tried his face too, man. She was like, you gonna kill him or not for me?
Right. And she said, would you kill Sansa for me?
Yeah.
He was like, huh? What, why are you bringing up old shit?
I felt like she was trying to play the rape victim now. I mean, technically she is, but.
Yeah, what do you mean play the rape victim?
By playing like I was raped. You need to go out and kill some other people for me.
Is this like the race car where someone does something racist?
Yep.
And then they bring it up and you go, oh, this the race car, but really it's just you being racist?
Yep.
Cause I feel like she wouldn't be playing the rape card. She would have been bringing up the rape that had happened.
But that she was like borderline saying it though during that scene. And he that's why he almost thought about, oh, I did just rape her. Should I go kill Sansa?
Well,
but then he was like, nope, not gonna do it. And I'm gonna rape you again. That's what I got from that scene.
Oh, well, he
just not right now. I gotta go save her. Then I'll be back later to rape you again.
Yeah, it is funny, man. Like, he kind of got reminded that he was supposed to save Sansa. But, like, ironically and shit. She was like, well, you gonna kill her? He was like, oh, shit, I know I forgot something. Actually, I'll be right back. And no, I'm not gonna kill her. I'll be right back. That was when we got Marjorie sneaking up in Tommen's room.
What happened to the security? Because she walked in there like a champ.
Exactly.
The way I see it is, it's like every groupie that get past VIP. She just probably blew the dude that runs the VIP. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's like, what, you want a hand job or something, man? I just need to see Tommen for a second.
If he wasn't asleep.
Yeah.
She gave him some weed. That's what it is.
Cersei
had a good bag of weed.
Cersei was mad that there was only one guard posted outside the room, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, everybody trying to kill my son. It's like, no. This one's not evil.
Yep.
The other one was evil as shit. So that's why
you had
fine.
To have.
And she reminded
people.
Him too, our son.
Yeah. Yep. She did.
Jamie be like, "Damn, y'all gonna keep talking about this shit or what? Like, why y'all throwing it up in my face?
Right.
Like, I can't do nothing right this week.
Can't we move on?
Bring it up the past.
I got slapped with my gold hand on. You know. But yeah, my brother talking about I ain't shit. I forgot to save Sansa. Like, can y'all give me a break? But yeah, I thought Marjorie was going to turn his young ass out, man. I was like, she about to go in there, get this dude the first, hand job he ever had in his life and, fuck up his whole world.
No more wet dreams for him.
Right. Like once you get it at that age, you can never go back.
Yeah. Cause he was like, my mama don't know you're supposed to be here.
Mama said.
I was like, little boy, you're 7?
Yeah, but he is real young, and I think that's what they were trying to get across, because she didn't try to do anything sexual with him. Mm. It was just more like it was like it was almost like a babysitter or something.
Yep. Sexy babysitter.
Yeah, coming to visit and just be like, oh, you can't sleep? Oh, that's cool. It'll be our secret, right? And he was like, yeah, it'll be our secret. Cool. And then some pussy hopped on the bed and it wasn't hers. So I was like, well, I guess this is the end of this scene. He's definitely going to have a wet dream. Like, that's how it starts.
Mm-hmm. He went to sleep with a smile on his face, too.
You know, his dick got hard after that. He's like, what do I do with this? She left. And I'm assuming she's going to keep grooming him.
Mm-hmm.
Although, when Cersei stops grieving, that shit
gonna stop.
That shit ain't gonna be. She didn't like when she was fucking with Joffrey. You know she gonna be extra protective of this dude.
Why,
like,
Cersei want all the dicks in the family to herself?
Want all the what?
She want all the dicks in the family to herself.
Family over everything. Family over everything.
She is so serious about it too.
Yeah.
Cousins, brother, children. Mm-hmm. She want all the dicks.
Jamie, we cut to Jamie. He's reading that book. That, by the way, the fact that Joffrey got in his head about that book, man. Like that, you know, love him or hate him. That is the brilliance of Joffrey, man. He picks the thing that you can't. It's obvious, and it's the thing that any good comedian wouldn't talk about, but goddamn, Joffrey goes in. He don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna miss him. I'm telling you, I'm gonna miss him.
he went in and he went, and Jamie was in there looking at that book like, damn, I only got one paragraph.
I need to add some more lines.
Yeah. He was like, I got to add some shit. So, he basically went, found Brienne, or was talking to Brienne, was like, I got you this sword. You need to have it. She's like, Valyrian steel? This is, you giving me this? He's like, it's yours.
Is Valyrian steel that much noticeably different than the rest of the steel? Like, you can just look at it and tell. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would get fooled, like fake gold. You know, back in the day when the dude would try to put a lighter to it, and you'd be like, see, it's real. You can put fire to it. I'd be like, oh, I still don't know.
I don't know. It must be like the Nikes of swords.
Yeah, people can just go, those are, that's real.
Are these Tiger Woods golf clubs?
I feel like you could still get me with the Shoe Man Jordans, and I wouldn't know the difference.
Nah, you would know.
Yeah, you would.
If I handed you some Jordash, you'd be like, come on, man. Come on, dog.
I know that ain't real.
But, yeah, she was like, you know, appreciate the sword, and he was like, yeah, also, here's some armor. She's like, word, give me armor and a sword. And I was just like, don't ruin this moment by telling him you love him. Just don't.
Exactly. I thought she was going to do it.
Yeah. Like, stay in the motherfucking friend zone.
Because he will rape you.
Yeah.
Lord.
Well, so she was like, so he was like, look, I'm giving you this shit because I want you to go and finish your pledge. You pledged to protect, like, Lady Stark. And get Sansa back to her. Well, Sansa dead. I mean, her, Lady Stark dead, but you can still go save Sansa. So I'm giving you this armor. I'm giving you this sword. And I'm gonna give you one more thing, and the other thing was Podrick.
Didn't he save him? That was so cool of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, we got to get Podrick the hell out of town. And when I seen him, I was like, this is gonna be a good buddy cop because he's small and she big as hell, and their conversations are gonna be off the chain. Mm-hmm. She gonna be fighting shit and he gonna be running.
Yeah, what'd you say, Patrice?
I want them to get a spinoff. I didn't even want them together until I saw it on the screen. I was like, yes!
Yeah, that would be good. Brienne and Podrick, man. Because the other thing is she didn't want him, and that's how every good buddy cop movie start.
Yep.
They never want their partner.
Exactly.
It was like, what, this nigga? I was like, hold up now. You never know when a fine cocksmith might come in handy. Okay? You do not. Don't look a gift cock in the mouth.
Oh, he is loyal now.
Not just that, but you might be able to fuck them out of some good situations.
He kind of cocky, Karen. Yeah. And that's what you need is a dude that's kind
of
cocky with
exactly.
You.
Exactly. That dude might be
and
able to.
And he called her sir out of respect.
Hey, yep. Idiot.
Yeah, it was funny. He called her sir, and then she gave him this look like, nigga, what? And he was like, oh, I mean, ma'am? What do you want? What are we doing?
Which pronoun should I use?
Yeah, what you tell, it's like when you meet somebody that's like, I'm transgender, and you're like, I don't know the pronouns. I just want to not make you mad.
Yeah, you, is she a knight though? Is she knighted? Can,
I think so. I
Brienne?
Guess. Yeah, she is knighted.
I think so.
Lady Stark knighted her. She's knighted.
Yes.
Okay.
Lady Stark knighted her.
I feel like that she should have some symbol or something she should always be able to use so people are, treat her with a little bit more respect. Treat her like the man woman that she is.
Well, I feel like if you give her a symbol, it probably would be the Stark symbol, and she don't want to be associated with that shit.
I mean, just whatever. Even if Jaime gave her the new Lannister symbol, whatever. Just so I don't know if she want to be associated with that either.
You know what? Symbols are treacherous in this.
Is there a gender neutral symbol?
Yeah, symbol? Did they just have like the print symbol? but she named her sword Oathkeeper, and that was cute. And, I kind of wanted them to at least like hold hands before she left.
Kiss.
You know, cause it felt like a real goodbye. I didn't, not a kiss necessarily,
like,
but
just
like
a kiss on the cheek though.
A hug or something. Something. But she left off to join the Los Angeles Sparks and,
never to return again.
Yeah.
Good old Lisa Leslie.
And I kept wondering, like, I wonder if Jamie's going to go do something reckless, cause those are almost like goodbye moments, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at his legacy in that book. He's sending his friends out of town, you know, giving away his sword that he got. Like, I wonder if he really is going to try to, like, save Tyrion or some crazy shit, man. Because, like, you know, it sounds like a suicide plan because they determined to kill Tyrion.
Yep. It's amazing how getting your hand cut off can bring a moment of clarity and reflection for the rest of your life. That and a 10-year-old fucking with you.
Yeah. You got to hand it to him for sure. but on the other hand, they was talking about They was talking talking about Jon Snow, and he was hanging out with Samwell, and they were trying to figure out if they were gonna go to Craster's Keep. I keep wanting to say Craster's Creep, even though that is closer to what happens there. But they wanted to go to Craster's Keep, and Jon Snow was told that he could go by himself and kill all the people unless he could recruit people, but they wouldn't force anybody to go. And so he basically pulled a Jerry Maguire, man. He's like, who's coming with me? Who's coming with me?
And he gave a hell of a speech, too. Yeah. You know, it was one of those things where I was like, they better keep their eye on him if they don't want him to grow, because he gave a speech like, hey, y'all listen to me. This is what's happening. And a lot of people moved, but some of them was like, I'm still not going. But enough people were moved that they shocked them back to eating on them neck bones.
And the thing is, evil cuz infiltrated their camp so easy. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's the security function up there at the wall, man?
That,
like,
ain't good.
They ain't doing no background checks.
And that layup line, he did a 360.
Yeah, right.
Between the legs and windmill, and they was like, you in.
Right. He can fight. Let him in.
Yeah, he beat that dude so quick.
Right.
And so fast. It was like, I need him on my team.
It's like, where is he from? It don't matter where he from. He can dunk. So they put him on the team, man. So he said he was going, and several other people that probably be dead because I don't know their name said they was going.
Of course.
That one big-ass dude might survive, though. That first dude that stood up?
He going out first.
He dying. He did.
Get an arrow through the neck or
something.
He's
the first one Locke going to get rid of.
Right. Uh-huh. Locke probably going to start killing them on the way there and shit. But, yeah, so they about to try to go to Craster's Keep, and you know, they underestimated Jon Snow because he definitely got a lot of people. But they probably was thinking they going to follow him to some pussy, man.
Possibility.
Like, he might know where the wildlands is, dog. Shit.
He better be careful because he mess around and run across his girlfriend, wife, wildland lady. She going to put another arrow in him.
He just needs to pull his dick out and remind her they not friends.
So we cut back to Craster's Keep, and it's unlimited refills on rape and alcohol.
As long as you drink it out of somebody's head.
Yeah, drinking it out of a skull.
Did they have Clorox bleach back then? Did they?
No, that was skull liquor.
Yeah, skull liquor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, alcohol. Clean.
Pass me that skull.
Alcohol can be used to clean.
Okay.
But yeah, they would definitely getting their rape on. I can't even remember the evil dude's name. Somebody in the chat tell us.
I don't remember his name either, but I just kept thinking of him from the that movie we seen with the big ass robots. Remember he played one of the scientist dudes.
Yeah, you're talking about Pacific Rim.
Yes. And he was very goofy in that movie.
Yeah, not in this shit. He's scary as fuck.
Yeah.
That dude, he was first of all, he was the worst dude to get drunk with because he want to fight. Yep. Like, dude, we got unlimited alcohol, food, and rape, and all you want to do is fight? What's wrong with you?
After bragging about how many people he killed, he was like, you want to fight too? Let's fight.
I was like, no, we know you're going to kill us. Why waste that time?
Yeah. His name is Bern Gorman, the actual actor, and Game of Thrones, he plays Carl. K-A-R-L, Carl Tanner.
I would kill Carl in his sleep.
Dog, you got to. You fucking have to. He don't give you a choice. He was really like, yeah, man, this wine good. This nigga thought he could beat me, and now I'm drinking out his skull. Ain't that some shit? By the way, I used to kill people for nothing, son. Like 7 silver pieces. That's how I get down where I'm from these motherfucking streets. What you looking at, boy? Huh? Huh?
I've been fighting since I was 9.
Let's fight.
Right.
They say I ain't never lost a fight.
Yeah. You eyeballing me, son? You're feeling froggy, didn't jump.
They were like, no.
Ain't never space of opportunity.
Right. Don't start none, won't be none. And then,
crump.
And dude was like, I couldn't possibly beat you. You the best of all time and shit. He's like, that's right. The best. Y'all hear him? I'm the best. All right, y'all, rapes on me. Everybody, unlimited rapes. fuck them till they die. They had the worst rape sounds in the background too. It's just a room filled with just a cacophony of no, please.
It was terrible.
Savages.
That's what they do is fuck them.
But they wasn't just fucking them. They was beating the shit out of them. Like they went from
the women had black eyes. The women's got their asses beat.
Right. Like their life of just incest. Dominatrix. Their life of incest before this wasn't even that bad compared to what's happening now.
I mean, I feel like
that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, now there's punching. Like, no,
right? It's just before you have to wait till he works his way around. You know, mm-hmm. Like you get some breaks off in the season. It's like being a substitute teacher. You know, like, oh man, I gotta work this month. But then after
you have to worry about Tuesdays,
right? Like, I got to fuck my father this week. And then, you know, if I get pregnant and, you know, I get 9 months off, we were hoping for a boy. And now just like,
it's nonstop.
Unlimited rape, dog. We don't even know y'all. But yeah, he went on that long ass drunk rant. Then the lady came in with a baby delivery.
but you're so stupid.
The women all started like praying and shit. And he was like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? She was like, you know, it's a baby, you know, you gotta do the thing. He was like, kill it, pulled out his knife. I said, damn, this nigga evil.
Yeah, because
I wouldn't even think that.
Yeah. He was like, I do not want another mouth to feed. Nope.
Yeah. He's like, so obviously we killing babies, right? And he was like, no, that's not how you do it. You take them out to the woods and you leave them. He's like, all right, you fat cuz, you do it.
They're always picking on the fat dude in the show.
Well, that's how life is.
Always.
These times. So dude went out to go drop the baby off in the middle of the woods in the snow. And he turned around and he saw they have someone's wolf in a cage. Someone told me it's Jon Snow's wolf, but I thought Jon Snow's wolf was the one Bron was using to see.
That's what I thought too.
No, he had his own wolf.
Oh, so that was,
so that's Bron's wolf that's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then
was alive.
Then whose wolf is in the cage?
I think that's the brother.
Is John's wolf. That's John's wolf. Okay. Summer is his wolf that got hurt when he was doing the vision through him.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, he was chilling. Dude was fucking with that wolf. He poured that water out in front of him, and the wolf jumped at him. Then he fell like a bitch. trying to be funny, trying to be cool.
Yeah,
and the water froze so fast he's like, oh shit, White Walkers, and ran in the house.
Time to take my ass out of here.
Yeah, close that piano up and left the juke joint. so he ran off like Omar coming and shit. And then Bron start controlling, I guess he could see the vision or whatever, so he started controlling his wolf.
Cause they heard the baby cry.
Well, they heard the baby at first.
Yeah, that's right. They heard the baby. So they was like, what's going on with that shit? Cause we over here chilling in these woods. Cause, you know, apparently the woods are not as big as I think. Cause apparently everybody heads to Craster's Keep at some point.
Must be in the middle of the woods somewhere. Like, this is where everybody gotta go.
I mean, certain things gotta happen for the story, I'm assuming, but just saying.
Right.
It's like, everyone gonna go out of his house.
Then they forgot about the baby.
Yeah, cause fuck that baby once you get caught, nigga.
But even prior to that, he was like, oh, I see the wolf, I'm going to get the wolf.
Right, yeah.
It was like, fuck what? I thought you was going and find the baby.
So, they was chilling on this ridge and shit. And in true Game of Thrones fashion, they totally dropped my guard. Cause I felt like this is dangerous. But like, it's such a trope in every TV show where it's like people know where a place where they not supposed to be, and they don't get caught until they start doing shit they not supposed to do.
Yep.
So he was like, we need to get the wolf. She's like, nah, man, we need to get the fuck out of here. He's like, look, man, I ain't leaving without this wolf. I was like, Ron, are you fucking stupid, man?
Yes.
Everybody's dead. Yeah. This is why you can't walk. Cause you too nosy, man. Like, you could still be able to walk if you mind your fucking business sometimes. And he was like, nope, I ain't leaving without that wolf. The nerve, cause he can't go get it himself. He's like, now go risk your life and get it. She was like, God damn it, I go. And then dudes just hopped around the corner. I was like, oh shit, y'all, it's rape time.
The ogre did have to carry him all the way to,
yeah.
to where the wolf was at.
The rape people was like, what's up, dog? I see y'all over here snooping. I was like, I hope Jon Snow is closer than I thought, because these dudes are not, they do not have a lot of lines that they don't cross.
Yeah, hopefully just on the block over, and they fighting over territory that way.
Yeah, so they brought him in. It was like, my man Carl, this nigga name is Carl. By the way, it's spelled with a K, keeping up with the black theme. So Carl was like, look at y'all, looking all good. Clothes all fine. Y'all some type of nobility? And Brian was like, man, I ain't telling you shit. He smacked the shit out of him. I was like, what? Give a fuck if you can walk?
I know good leather when I see it.
I'm from these streets. I get 7 pieces of silver to kill people.
What did the 5 fingers say to the face, little boy?
Do I need to catch you up? And then he went over to the other two. And that one dude had been sweating all show anyway. And I know he gets like seizures and shit.
He went to bed, man.
Yeah, he was just sweating and shit already. And he went over and was like, look at you. Damn, girl. You a girl. You got curly hair. Mm-hmm. You know we've been raping, right?
Like my mama.
Yeah. He's like, we definitely gonna rape you. And, I was mad at Brian at this point, because I was like, dude, they rapist, man. What are you doing? But he was like, yeah, we're going to get to raping you. As far as the other cuz, what's wrong with you? And then the dude start having a spasm, and he put a knife to her throat and was like, I don't need all the hostages. Now tell me who the fuck y'all are. And he told him, I'm Brandon Stark. And he was like, oh, shit, another Stark. All right, well, keep him alive.
Jackpot!
We about to get paid. And then you can help your little spasming brother and shit.
It's amazing. Nobody had ever seen that before. It was like, what the fuck wrong with him?
Yeah. Yeah, nobody ever seen epilepsy.
Apparently not.
White Walker, they had a long-ass scene where we find out they run an adoption agency. They take the kids.
They pick them up in the woods.
Yeah, walk them off. Then one of the secret White Walkers come out, touches baby on the forehead, and it turns into like a White Walker. Like his eyes get blue.
Turn to ice.
Turns icy.
They take him out of Florida, take him on up to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. I do want to see White Walker like adopt some kids, you know, like on some different stroke shit. different thrones.
A White Walker baby temper tantrum would be the ultimate
to see. Oh my god.
Making everything freeze around you.
Yeah, you can't breastfeed them, that's for sure.
How does that one White Walker?
Oh no.
How does that one White Walker get that assignment? Like, now you going to get the babies. Why I gotta go get the babies? Like, how did he get that assignment? And who did he lose to be like, fuck it, I go get the babies then.
I wonder if they
gotta hear all this goddamn crying all the damn time.
I wonder if they have any black White Walkers, you know?
Probably not with the name White Walker.
Or you turn white? Everybody white?
They albino.
Yeah, like white it don't walkers. Matter. If we touch you, you automatically white.
So yeah, there's the albino ones.
White walkers just, you know, they don't talk and shit.
No disrespect to the albino.
The White Walkers just be like, like zombies and shit, but then like the black White Walkers would be like, motherfucker! Motherfucker in this nigga. that was the end, man. Like, I thought it ended a bit abruptly. I won't front, like, for me, that wasn't a huge reveal that they touch babies and the babies turn to White Walkers. Cause I figured they was either eating the babies or something. Like, they had to be doing something with the babies.
I thought they was gonna kill the baby. Cause they had the baby, like, on this little ice thing, and they had, like, all these things going different directions. I was like, are they gonna stab and use the baby's blood? I was confused.
Yeah, it was an ice baby for a second. It didn't get too cold. So they they didn't kill it, man. And they just touch it and then it turns into a White Walker. I guess White Walkers can't reproduce regularly. So they pay Craster, or they let him live so that they can take the babies from that place and turn them into White Walkers. That's it.
If he just moved a little further down south, he'd be okay. I mean, nobody tell him to live in a place where it's almost semi freezing anyway.
Yeah, but then places down south have people, and people tend to frown on you fucking all your daughters. Mm. That's just a little thing that most people, you know, get a little self-righteous about, you know.
That's okay to fuck your siblings.
So what y'all looking forward to next week, man? Let's go around the room. Karen, what are you looking forward to next week?
Aria and Hound, because going by that little preview, look like she kind of get him the business there a little bit. I'm looking for Cersei, because that girl got her eye on that boy, and Cersei step in like, no, bitch, no, not this son. Mm-hmm. She really give her the eye.
What about you, Justin?
I still want to know, where the fuck is Gendry? Mm. Like, he been missing.
Oh.
I just, like, where is he at? I at least want to see him at least floating in the water. At least one episode of him still, you know, drifting out in the water somewhere or something. I want to see what Khalees going to do with her newfound slaves. Mm. I still think the slaves going to get tired of it, but, you know. I like to see what she gonna do with that. And is she gonna get a little lonely and give that other dude, the one that they stopped down the sand?
Dario Naharis.
Yeah, is she gonna go ahead and give him a little piece?
Mm-hmm. What about you, Patrice? What you looking forward to?
Well, next week is episode 5, so it's the halfway point. So I know a lot's gonna happen. Mm. But I'm looking forward to Tyrion's trial. Mm, and then Cersei getting it together, because she's gonna get it together and just go back to night drinking.
Yeah, I think so too. She gonna get her shit together. I'm looking forward to Sansa, having to be stupid next week, dealing with Littlefinger and, that crazy woman. And the same thing, Arya shit. I will add dragons. Could always use some dragons, in the story. I know they just took over Marine, but I feel like, the dragons gotta be in the budget for the halfway point or something. So I'm looking, I feel like they got the couple first episodes out, save money 2 episodes. Now back to dragons, please.
I feel like we're going to see dragons again till the last episode.
And now I'm getting the feeling, man, like maybe we're going to see Jaime do something heroic at Tyrion's trial, you know, maybe end up getting killed or something. Cause I'm telling you, a lot of the shit in this episode felt like goodbye. Whole lot of, all right, Podrick, see you later. Bye, Brienne. You got a mission now.
Take my sword.
I learned how to fight. Take my sword. Looking at his book like, this shit ain't long enough. Like, I don't know, dog. He fuck around and like, be fighting for Tyrion's honor or some shit. And we're going to be like, damn, dog. So I'm looking forward to that, man.
Yep. And Daddy Lannister can't kill both his sons, can he? I mean, he...
Oh, he will and won't think twice.
His bloodline is really immediately gone in.
Yeah, he don't really seem like the type to give a fuck. But all right, man, Patrice. Thank you so much for doing the Thrones with us again, man. We always love having you on.
We do.
Thank you, guys.
No problem, man. Go visit her, hellandheartaches.com, at Patrice C on Twitter. Follow her during Game of Thrones, man. We always have a good time. During them Thrones, I can't always retweet everybody, but I always go search her timeline and find at least a few things to retweet, because it's that clutch, y'all. All right, Patrice, you have a good one. And we'll talk to you next week.
You guys too.
Peace. Talk to you next week.
Love that woman.